Have you checked in with the Instagram?
I can't remember my Instagram login. Actually, I know. I logged into Instagram the other day.
Yeah, you did.
In fact, I did. Yeah. I did have a look at it. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, not doing too badly.
I love the Discord thinks it's a dodgy download because of the .exe.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah, you got a lot of blowback from your New Vegas takes.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's in the short. Are you sure you've got Fallout 3 in New Vegas the right way around?
It is. No, it's the consensus view. I think it's wrong. It's one of those things where, you know, there's just certain things where you just, everybody loves it, but you just do not fucking get it. And everybody seems to be a fucking moron. For me, like BioWare, Black Isle, all of their games seem to be that. Like, starting with fucking like Baldur's Gate back in the day, terrible fucking game, horrible writing. Like, I don't know how people can sit through those fucking characters, and it carries on through all of their games. And yeah, that Quinn's review is, yeah, I agree with everything in that review. And he got a ton of shit for that back in the day.
Yeah. I'll give that a read in a bit. Is Deus Ex Remastered completely knocked on the edge because it's still in my wish list?
I assume. I'd never care about remasters anyway, but yeah, I assume so.
I will play it if it comes out.
Yeah, I don't think I will. The same with, like, even if they, like, this would be the hardest one for me. But even if they remastered Morrowind, I don't think I care. Like, what are they going to change that's going to make me like the game? Because like the graphics is the obvious thing, but the graphics for me are part of the charm. Like, I like those early 2000s, you know, late 90s, early 2000s 3D graphics. I think they have something to them that we're lacking now.
I think remakes fundamentally are a flawed idea because they're not really remaking the game. They're just upscaling the text. If for example, they did Deus Ex and they went through every level and recrafted it, adding little improvements, but level design, added extra ways to do levels, maybe redid a lot of the voice acting, if not all of the voice acting.
If they did it from... is that a game I got into a couple of years ago? What's it called? Ogre. Tactics Ogre.
Mm-hmm.
So originally an old 90s JRPG, tactical one, with like a sort of famously, ridiculously branching story. Like, two people can play through it and have, like, a completely different experience based on their choices. And not just choices, but, you know, things like if this character dies or, you know, that kind of thing. And then literally, he's re-released that game, like, three or four times. And each time he re-releases it, the story is the same, but he completely overhauls it mechanically. Which is that's the opposite of how you would usually do. You know, you usually tweak the story and keep the mechanics the same. Yeah, it completely changes. So they're all they all play differently. Like, fundamentally the same turn-based tactics thing, but he completely changes the systems and how they work. And, like, that's really interesting. Like, that I'd be up for. Not with Morrowind, because Morrowind's perfect, but...
I mean,
do not trust present-day Bethesda. Like, if Bethesda had carried on and each game had subsequently been better, and then they went back and redid Morrowind, I'd be like, yeah, cool. Let's see what they... You know, take all these new systems that we've got now and take them back to Morrowind. That'd be cool, but it's the opposite of that, so I just don't trust them.
I mean, what you could do... And if I was a game developer, this is what I would do. And I don't know if it would work. This could be a terrible idea. I would make, and I don't. There might be some dubious legality here, but with OpenMW, you might be able to get around it. It's basically do a DLC for Morrowind, and then just sort of sell that. Like, so you're not remaking it.
I wonder about the legality of that.
Because can you do it? Would you have to change character? You know, maybe you'd have to change the races a little bit for the legal purpose. But
yeah, I really don't like assuming like you didn't use any of the trademarks and branding, any of that stuff. Assuming that wasn't the issue, I have no idea whether that's legal or not to just release a DLC for a game that you've got no. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's
like paid. Like obviously it was a mod. They weren't giving you mods.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. But...
paid would be really interesting.
I mean, if it's a DLC that could work in standalone OpenMW, and if I was legitimately doing that idea, I'd obviously do that because then you could fundamentally just sell it as a standalone game.
Yeah.
But I do know that you can't patent game mechanics. That's
just the aesthetics.
Yeah.
yeah,
and the stories and stuff like that. That's why, like, also same with recipes, because that's why so many recipes will have this like story, a weirder story associated with them. It's to try and copyright a recipe.
You know how, I think everybody knows this, but like, do you know how Trivial Pursuit do copy protection, like the board game?
No,
they just make some of the questions wrong, like the answers are wrong. So if they're copied, they know that. If that's got the, you know, if your set of questions has some wrong answers, then the same wrong answers, then you know that's
paper towns. That's like maps.
Yeah, exactly.
Trivial Pursuit. That
bothers me, because
that does bother me. If I was a lawyer,
yeah,
I might challenge that.
That's like if maths was intentionally wrong, just to stop anybody copying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
Yeah, it's like if Pythagoras made his theorem just slightly wrong. Yeah. I don't know how you would.
Just imagine, like, I've played a lot of games of Trivial Pursuit, and some of them were quite tight at the end.
Mm.
I've probably lost games because of that, and that's annoying.
Now, are you sure that they're wrong, or that it's not just that they have specific... Like, could the questions be wrong?
No, it's the answers are, because obviously if you're copying a set of questions, generally you'll reword them if you're not an idiot. Like, if it's another board game, you'll cut out the research part.
Or ChatGPT will do that, yeah.
But the answers are just like 1 year out, or just wrong if it's a continent or something like that,
Okay. That's
obviously Trivial Pursuit, really, from back in the day before internet and that. You couldn't go, that sounds wrong, I'm going to check that.
So do you just win Trivial Pursuit by playing it more times than the other people?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions in there, and the kind of questions that are hard to sort of memorize. But yeah, I mean, my family, we play quite a lot of it. I mean, we play a couple of times a year, but you know, that's enough to get through the cards after a few years. And some questions where you just remember the answer for sure.
Yeah, I think you can get like add-on packs for Trivial Pursuit, can't you?
Yeah, it's fucking expensive though. It's like one of those it's back in the day, it was expensive, and like I think we got it sometime in the 90s as like a big treat for Christmas for the family.
Then
we just played it for the next 20 years.
By the way, just as another little update for you, I've put Freebooters on Spotify.
Oh, you put it on Spotify?
Like, as in, like, you
the
can
last Freebooters was audio only, right? And you've taken the video ones down from YouTube, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's
PeerTube. Do you mean PeerTube?
Yeah, you do mean PeerTube.
I do mean PeerTube. What's the streaming one? Owncast.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just because, like, you know, I just conscious of space.
Oh no, I get it. I entirely get it. Yeah, the video was 99% pointless on Freebooters.
Yeah. And in fact, I think it might be worth, like, going forward, just to record it all in vertical video and just release the video bits as shorts.
I wish you do that on Space Virgins. Can you imagine how much that piss Hamish off?
Yeah. Oh, God, the vertical video on Space Virgins, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it does well on the shorts, both on YouTube and on Instagram.
Sorry, what does?
Not Space Virgins, the other one, Freebooters.
Oh, it does. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, we got...
I think it kind of suits, like, I'm watching some of the little... I don't know where... Oh, it's when you boost them on Mastodon, I'll tend to watch
them. Yeah.
And, like, they're good. You clip good sections.
Yeah, and also Caden Live has a subtitling feature. So
it does?
Yeah.
Auto
subtitle. Cool. So you can literally just... So you select a segment and then it'll just...
I personally hate that thing, but I assume it's something that the kids expect and want.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is a conscious choice, because given if it was up to me, I'd do it without as well. Partly out of laziness as well.
Gotta go for the form.
Yeah, because a lot of people watch Instagram and such without sound.
May I say, Chris, one of the things that I like about you is when you do the clips and that, like, and this doesn't just apply to things that I'm in, like, it's when I've watched other clips that you do, you do it very egolessly. You don't just pick the moments, like, where you own somebody, you know what I mean? You don't do that. You it's very, like, anything that you think will be entertaining, that's cool.
Well, yeah, of course. That's, I mean, I don't own anybody anyway. Like, it's yeah, not. But I just whatever's interesting and all that business. Just I like it's all right. I think it's almost like because we're so scattered with freebooters, having a 3 minute or so chunk where we've nailed down a subject, it kind of works. So I think when I go through the footage and stuff, we go all over the place, and that's fine, that's just our style. But you know it's not hard to find like a 3 minute segment where it's just like
we capture the essence of something or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's we've got 17 comments on this one. It's the New Vegas one.
That's good. We clickbaiting.
Oh, I get a bit of it too. I say Hitman Absolution. Someone says Hitman Absolution was terrible. What are you talking about?
I don't remember which Hitman was
which. That is like quite a common opinion, and I didn't like it at first, and it is the weaker of the Hitman games by.
Well, I think a lot of games get sort of like reappraised. Like I think Deus Ex 2. I think you and I, you more than me, but you and I were ahead of the curve on that one. Because I think most people have landed on it's a very good game now. But back in the day, that was not the consensus.
Sorry, which game is this?
Second Deus Ex game.
Oh, yeah. No, I've always thought that it had many aspects that were better than the first.
And I think you're the one largely... I never thought it was bad as everybody else said it was, but I didn't really think about it too much. So I was like, yeah, that's a bad one. It was you that... I think you sort of turned me around on it, made me think about it and go, actually, it is actually quite good.
Well, the first Deus Ex game is way too long and has too many levels on it.
Even for me, yeah.
It's a story, and the story just gets pulled out a lot, which is...
Yeah.
And it changes. It changes the form. It gets so much more linear towards the end.
Yeah.
Which kind of...
Which is, I think, a large part... I mean, for you, maybe it's just too long, but for me, that's why those latter levels drag, is you don't feel like you're making choices anymore.
No, you don't. Because why do you need to? You've got all the powers. You can still do the level any way you want.
I think with games like that where you're gaining powers, like the fun part is making your build, really making your build, and then you know, going out and using the powers. But once you've got that nailed, like a little bit of just reveling in, like, this is my build and it's great. You want like a couple of maybe an hour of that, and then the ending, really. Then it's just like, well. It's like RPGs where you hit the level cap. It's like it suddenly became not fun at all. I don't care anymore. Nothing to look forward to.
Yeah. Why do they have to have a level cap? Can you get a level cap in Morrowind?
You get the skill cap basically because you're leveling up, depending on leveling up skills. So if you've got no skills left to level up, you can't level up anymore. But you can bypass that by going to prison.
That's it. Yeah. Life hack,
which I love. Yeah,
but you have to go to prison for quite a while, don't you? Did you lose one point on one skill per day?
I can't remember. I've never actually done it. Well, because if you're playing any remotely competently, even if it's your first playthrough, by the time you've got to the point where all your skills are maxed out, like you're just one hitting everything anyway.
Yeah,
regardless of build, like it doesn't really matter.
No, it would only be a conceptual thing. But also, you can't commit. Yeah. It will take too long because you can't commit like a mega crime. Otherwise, they just kill you. If
is that how it works?
I think so long since
actually charged with a crime in these games. Like,
I think definitely in Oblivion, once you hit a certain level of infamy, they're like, no prison for you. We got to kill you. Can't take the risk. And I think
based on your infamy rather than the level of the crime.
No, I think it's the level of the crime.
Okay.
I think it is the level of the crime, although if you put the Grey Fox cowl on in Oblivion, they're not going to arrest you. But that would be plot-wise kind of odd, because of course they would
one of the reasons I do the Thieves Guild first is so I can put all the infamy on the cowl from doing like Dark Brotherhood and stuff.
Yeah, although that's a bit antithetical to the Grey Fox's motives, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not... I think this is maybe this comes into the New Vegas thing. Like, I'm not a role player. In these kind of games.
You really are.
Really not. I don't care if something doesn't make sense in the world. Well, I kind of am. I know, like in Morrowind, I think I've said this before, but in Morrowind, at certain points, like, you know, some of the like poor people that help you out,
yeah,
like, just leave a pile of gold in their house, which is definitely role playing because that doesn't obviously serve any mechanical function whatsoever. But in terms of like, that doesn't make sense for this. Like, I don't care about the Grey Fox's motivations. I care about money.
Yeah. Should we do some Div 2 then?
Yeah. I just want to say Jellyfin, fucking awesome.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't realize these things have moved on so much. Yeah, Jellyfin, so easy to set up, and I'm really enjoying using it. Like, I'm actually using it over just MPVing it because it's, you know, auto next episode and all that stuff. It's great.
Oh, what, like on your computer?
Yeah.
No, I guess so. Yeah, like it works well. Do you run it on a local network?
Yeah, so I've replaced my aging Raspberry Pi with my old computer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a million times more powerful than the Raspberry Pi. I couldn't really run something like Jellyfin on the Raspberry Pi, I don't think, comfortably. Mm-hmm. And this thing is like, it's running everything the Raspberry Pi was. I put my website on there as well, and I put Jellyfin on there, and it's not even using 1% of CPU.
Oh, so you're running your website off your own hardware?
Because I've always been a bit nervous of being on Oracle. I looked around for any other free VPSs, and there aren't any, and I sort of like the idea of having it. It makes all transfers like instant and stuff like that. And I can just, if I want to, often, like if I want to send a big file to somebody, I'll just stick it on my web server. And here, because all the files are on that computer, I can just symlink it so I don't even have to upload anything.
That's amazing. And all you've had to do is punch a hole in your firewall.
That's all. I did look into punching a port forwarding hole through the VPN. But that is an absolute fucking ball ache. Instead, I've done what I've done on my computer. I've set up a network namespace with VPN running inside it, and I just run transmission inside the network namespace, and everything else is just running normally.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, VPN, yeah. Oh, okay. I just turn the VPN on and off, to be honest.
Yeah, you can judge my TV shows.
Let's have a look.
I've got more storage on this as well. I only had 1 terabyte on the old one, and I've got like three, four, five, something like that on this, so I can download more shit.
Let's see. How do I full screen it? I like that it brings it down. Brings down all the art and everything. Makes it look very, very professional.
Yeah. It's very cool. Yeah.
That's.
And my niece and my sister are actually using it, which is nice because it looks like Netflix essentially, but better than Netflix, but. You know, in that vein. So
yeah, it doesn't autoplay shit at you.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I mean, scroll down.
Just West Wing is the one off screen.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you don't have that many?
No, I had less than this. I only had about 8 shows, but now I've got more space. Yeah, I've been downloading a few more. But yeah, I mean, it's only how much space have I got? So what have I got? I've got 500 gig, 500 gig, terabyte, and a quarter of a terabyte. So 3.25 terabytes.
Wow, that's a lot. So
it's a reasonable. I mean, it's not that many. Yeah, these things are big. I'm trying to download this, you know, the small lower quality ones, but
yeah,
sometimes the only one you can find is 60 gig. I sometimes re-encode them, but it takes a long fucking time.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, do a little script for it though. If you do a little script for it, you've got to make sure you transfer the metadata over.
Does it read much of metadata?
I don't know. I just do that as a force of habit because I things like Plock and other stuff I work on read from metadata.
I think a lot of these pirate releases, a lot of the times the metadata is just the pirate release group name and stuff like that.
Although they're very good with subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles are good, yeah.
Sometimes they're in the metadata. Sometimes Jellyfin just pulls them down, I think. I'm not entirely sure.
Mm.
I don't know. It might just be the metadata's got better, actually. I don't know.
Oh, if it's subtitles are in MKVs, they're just in the container.
Oh, okay.
Rather than metadata. Yeah. Started watching Sliders, which is a show I hadn't heard of. Like, apparently people know it, but it's terrible but entertaining.
Okay. Yeah. No, Rosie says that because she keeps comparing Stuart Fails to Save the Universe to it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Okay. So, which actually, I'm not hating. We've seen two episodes of it.
I'm going to give that a pop.
And it's
it's getting good like ratings and stuff everywhere as well.
Yeah, like it's not amazing, but it is like no. Okay, you know, it's got it's got me on board. Like, it's got, like, it's like, okay, Big Bang is, you know, I don't like Big Bang. I'm not going to get on board with Big Bang. But this weird spin-off thing they've done, no laugh track as well. So,
well, did you watch any Young Sheldon?
No.
See, very few people did, and it's a shame because obviously Big Bang Theory is just like a sitcom, just a run-of-the-mill sitcom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Young Sheldon is like highbrow comedy or higher brow comedy.
Mm.
More along the lines of like Malcolm in the Middle, kind of, you know.
Is Malcolm in the Middle higher brow comedy?
Yeah, compared to a basic sitcom, I think so, yeah. Like, no laugh track. The world is grounded. Like, it's not. Because, like, Big Bang Theory, if you were in that world, you would know you were in a sitcom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if you were in Young Sheldon, you would not know you were in a sitcom.
Yeah, okay. That's like high sitcom and low sitcom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like high fantasy and low fantasy. Which was high fantasy again?
I think basically if it's got magic, I think that's one of the... It's not the only thing, but yeah, if it's got magic, it's high fantasy.
Yeah.
But then you've got like historical fantasy as well, which...
Yeah. Which
people don't just use for... That used to mean things set in actual history.
Yeah.
Like, things that didn't happen set in actual history. Now I think it also includes things that have... Just things that made it... Set in a made-up medieval setting.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard Game of Thrones referred to as medieval fantasy.
Yeah.
Which...
I mean... Bothers me a little bit, but I say it is. It's fine.
Well, it can bother you insofar as not all of the historical references are medieval.
Yeah, are they not?
Well, like the Unsullied, they're not medieval. They're like Spartans.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Or like you know, that sort of like ancient.
Yeah, drawing from more than one.
Yeah. So there's and also like a lot of the medicine and the maester stuff, that's a little bit later than medieval. That would be more, I don't know, some of it like as late as just pre-Victorian.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different world, so they've got, yeah, they're technologically retarded in some ways because of the winters that keep coming, but then they're advanced because of the amount of time.
Yeah. They've got more advanced medicine than a lot of but it's kind of peculiar because like it is in its own world, because Westeros is seen as a backwards place where they live in the past anyway,
compared to
Essos sort of and Carth,
yeah,
where it's seen as a bit more, I don't know, like not as far as the Enlightenment, but like
I mean, that was true of like the Islamic world was,
yeah.
You know, it's the same kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm still liking House of the Dragon.
Good.
Which is...
Oh, it is quite shocking how bad medicine was, like, until, like, relatively
very recent, yeah.
Like, 1800s, it was still fucking... Like, I know George Washington, the way he died, it basically got a bit of a fever, and his doctors pulled 5 pints of blood out of him.
Oh, gosh.
And then he died. Like, pulled 5 fucking... We've only got... How many pints of blood have we got in us?
I couldn't tell you. Or like 15? I don't know.
This is a great thing to Google. 8 to 12. And they pulled 5 of them out. So they pulled over half of his blood out.
Wow. What? So, yeah.
I mean, I see the logic of he's too hot. Blood makes us hot. Lowering blood pressure does make you cold, so let's lower his blood pressure.
Why on earth would you take a punt on that hypothesis on the president?
He was ex-president at this point.
So oh, okay.
Point, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Right, I've got to get thingy fired up. But yeah, no, I'm glad you're enjoying Jellyfin. It's good.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying having a proper computer as my server as well, honestly. And now I'm in that phase of like hunting around for things to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got
plenty of overhead.
So you got your website hosted.
And Gemini and Gopher on there as well.
Oh, I need to redo my Gemini script. That
yeah. Well, I'm thinking of ditching. I think it's fair at this point to call Gemini dead. I think Gopher's healthier than Gemini. And honestly. apart from syntax wise, I think Gopher's always been better than Gemini. Like it's the SSL thing that killed them.
That's kind of sad. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Gemini had its moment.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a good idea. It just needed to not be SSL. That was its stupid decision, I think, is having that SSL thing.
Yeah.
Like, apart from anything else, who's going to bother their fucking arses to man in the middle of fucking Gemini?
Yeah. I mean, I could. What I think I might do is just have like a script that runs on a systemd service, and just have that. Have that just update maybe with the podcasts.
Just have what a, you mean, sorry?
So I'll just have a stream of podcasts. Just have all my podcasts as a page.
Oh, you mean on
Gemini?
Yeah.
Right, logging in.
We're very close to leveling up.
Were we leveling up?
We're very close. Oh yeah, we've just been. Oh yeah. We're in this place. Okay. Did we get through that barrier?
We needed triangles.
Oh, does it have to be triangles?
Maybe not. Maybe there are other ways.
Let's go and look. Oh, can't I reach? Oh, I gotta teleport through there. Oh, there's a way through there. Why'd you say you can't reach? Weirdo. Yeah, because there is a thing to interact with.
Oh.
Just need to use my source, that's all.
You just need to use some source?
Yep. Oh, levels up. Lovely.
Oh, there we go. Right, shall we see what's good?
Yeah.
Right,
what am I? I'm a rogue.
And I'm an archer. I think, nice. Yes. For now.
This week. Oh, the other month, we were in voice chat. I can't remember who said it, but somebody just went, see, Chris is back on YouTube. The thing is, whichever way you go, because I totally see both sides.
Yeah.
So whichever way you lean, I'm defending it. Not defending it, but sort of like, yeah, because I'm very much like, go where the people are. But I'm also like, when you're in a mindset of like YouTube just becomes bothersome to you, I'm like, yeah, cut it off. Not a big deal.
And yeah.
I think those two things are related. I think it's that philosophy that I think Wing likes, where your website is the main thing and then other places are just places where you distribute stuff. So you can close one down, open one up, doesn't matter.
Well, to be honest, the number of people that complain about the Soviet flag on the freebooters one, I don't know how long it's going to last, but don't change it. Don't change it. We'll ride it out. It's fine.
Hang on, where are they complaining about Soviet flag? On YouTube?
Instagram, sorry.
Oh, on Instagram they are?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But fuck it, who cares? Like,
I love that if it was an American flag, like, nobody give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, or British flag, British fucking empire. Was the Soviet Union worse than the British Empire?
Something like that. I don't. Like, yeah, only in with YouTube, it's only because when I was doing the Spotify, to put in thingy on Spotify, which is kind of good because you just give them the RSS feed and then they just do everything else, so I don't have to do any work for Spotify. Yeah. And then I made some changes to Plock to make the RSS feed work with Spotify, and then I thought, well, maybe I can make it work with the YouTube podcasts as well. So I did, took me about an hour to work out what they were after. Because the thing is, it's like, they have a certain set of things that you need, but also you've got to do the tags in a certain kind of way, and it's slightly different for different services.
So
if you look at the RSS for freebooters, you'll see that it's got a whole bunch of like, oh, it's got two email tags. Yeah, one for one and one for the other, you know. But it's okay, so it kind of makes sense that I have the RSS template baked into Plock now, because it...
Yeah.
It's nonsensical to make it compatible with all these other things if you're doing it yourself, if the end user's doing it. So basically, the only reason YouTube's there is A, for shorts, and B, for podcasts. Like, it's just literally...
Yeah.
If I'm doing shorts for Instagram, I might as well do them for YouTube. And loops as well. Podcasts, because it's automatic. I don't have to do nothing. So I'm not really back on YouTube. I'm just... because they get decent view. Like, shorts is what people are watching these days. Like, your standard 10-minute YouTube video, not really.
Which is sad.
It is. It's kind of a dead content form, unless it's a video, like a well-produced video essay. But if you're doing low brow.
The niche is like the stuff I watch a lot of, like, you know, political commentary stuff. and that, you know, it's long form inherently, it's interviews, you know. Yeah, but I mean, that's definitely, yeah. I mean, the popular stuff. I get it.
And even like the, because I was watching, shamefully, The Rest is Politics with Alistair Campbell and Rory Stewart. And the reason I was watching that, I had a good reason. Count Binface was on it, and I wanted to see what he was like. I wanted to see what he was like on like a 40-minute episode or something. He's good though, to be fair. He had his own all right. And I think I got about halfway through. I think they had like an ad break halfway where I dipped out. But that was a video podcast that was almost shot like a TV show. But I'm pretty sure that the bulk of people are listening to that on something like Spotify or in the car.
That's the kind of stuff I watch. Not that specifically, but and I have it on my second monitor, but I'm often like not even tabbed to the right tab on my second monitor. You know,
yeah,
it's audio. Yeah,
and a lot of people. A lot of like gaming channel, like gaming / commentary channels, will have audio, but they'll just have some gameplay footage over top of it.
Yeah.